All right, so everyone lie down on your back. And get a sense for how you're making contact with the floor. If you can, your legs are long, arms are by your sides. And tune in to how your pelvis is making contact with the floor. Is the left side of the pelvis making a little bit more contact than the right? See how the legs are growing out of the pelvis? Is one leg giving its weight more to the floor than the other? Is there a difference how the legs are turned out? And by turn out, I mean the angle that your foot is making with the vertical. So is your foot pointed straight up, or is the foot pointed more out to the side? And how is it different between the two? Sense the space below your knees. The space, typically there's a space between the heel and where your calf makes contact with the floor, underneath the ankle, there's a space there. Not always. Then sense also the length of your spine. Coming out of your pelvis to your head. Last week we did a breathing lesson which focused on maintaining length in the spine throughout while doing some simple basic movements. Some of you weren't there, but just get a sense for the length of your spine growing up to your head. What is there that potentially interferes with that length? Sense the width of yourself. And gently roll your head to the left and to the right. And when you roll, you can roll just to see how far you roll, but it's more important to roll a little bit less and get a sense for how you roll your head. How lubricated are the joints and the cervical spine which have to turn as you roll your head? Is there a difference to one side and the other? How far down your spine can you sense the rolling of the head? Could you sense it all the way down to your pelvis? That is there a shift in the weight of the pelvis as on to the left or to the right as you roll your head left and right? Okay, leave that. Stand your right foot. So bring your right foot to standing in a nice comfortable place. And in this position, push through the foot to raise the right side of your pelvis and roll your pelvis a little bit to the left. Raise it and then lower it back down. And then just get a sense for how light can your pelvis be right now. If you can, keep your knee oriented to the vertical as you push through. So you may have to roll your pelvis less in order to get there. In order to keep the knee pointed to the vertical. So just do this a couple more times. And once you get an idea of the movement, as you keep your knee pointed to the ceiling, try moving your foot around a little bit. So move your foot down away from you a little bit. And just sense. And then push, just an inch or two, and then push through. And see, is it easier or is it more difficult? And then maybe slide your foot a little closer. And push through your pelvis and sense how is it is. So there's going to be some places that are easy and some places that are more challenging. You could even try taking your knee, taking your foot to the left or to the right, and try pushing through. Just get a sense, is it easier, is it harder? And the whole time you want to make sure you try and keep your knee directed towards the ceiling. And at any point in time, of course, go ahead and just rest with your legs long. All right, let's rest with the legs long. And perhaps you sense just from doing that and some small changes already in the length of one leg relative to the other, or how the right leg and the right side of the pelvis and the back are lying on the floor. Okay, so bring your left leg now to standing. And now push through your left foot to roll your pelvis to the right. And do it gently and easily so you can pay attention to how you are rolling, how your pelvis rolls, how that brings your back and your rib cage with you and come back. And if you can, try and keep your knee pointed to the vertical. So just a couple times. And once you feel comfortable with that, see if you can sense, is it different with the left leg or with the right leg? So it doesn't matter how far you roll, it's the quality of the movement that you want to investigate. And after a couple times, maybe slide your foot further down. It could be an inch, it could be 4 inches. The only thing that's important is that your entire foot is able to maintain contact on the floor. So if you slide it down so far, of course, obviously, only your heel is going to make contact with the floor. It's not going to work. And then maybe bring it a little bit closer. Move it to the left, move it to the right. In some places, it's just going to be hard to roll the pelvis. In other places, it's going to be easier. And try and keep the knee pointed towards the ceiling. Okay. Let your legs go long and rest. Just let yourself sink into the floor. And sense the contact that you're making. This kind of movement is kind of a canonical type of movement that we do in so many different types of ATM lessons. And it's always interesting to explore it. All right, so now let's roll over onto our stomachs and get yourself situated on your belly. You can put your hands above your head. Rest with your forehead on your hands or forehead on the floor. You could turn your head to the left or to the right if you want. It's not that important. And so now bend your right leg and slowly bring your right leg up and towards your bum and bring it back. Don't bring it so much that you're forcing it or that you're like lifting the right side of the pelvis. What you want to do is you just want to get a sense for how easy is it to bring the foot up and towards the bum, towards your butt. So just lift your foot and get a sense. Can you see in your mind's eye, you know, the distance between your foot and your bum as you bring it through the entire arc? So it's not just like how close can I get, it's just the quality of the movement. Keep your knee on the floor and just lift it and stuff. If you don't make any effort, make sure that you're breathing Nice and easy. And now switch the legs. So lower your right leg. And now lift the left leg to bring the foot towards your butt. Just get a sense for how is this. Can you bring it as close as on the other side? Maybe you can bring it closer. What are you doing to compensate? If your head is turned in one direction, maybe try turning it in the other direction. Just get a sense really quickly and then roll over onto your back. So roll over onto your back and rest. Now get a sense how you're lying on the floor. How you feel your pelvis, the legs and the spine growing out of the pelvis. Now, all the movements that we've done so far are, the way the ATM is set up is, you know, these movements are almost movements that are set up in order for you to sense yourself and to create distinctions for yourself between the left and the right side. How easy is it to push through your right foot as opposed to your left foot? How easy is it to bring on the belly to bring your right foot closer to your butt than with the left? And everybody has differences. It's impossible not to have differences. And now we're going to see, well, what is creating those distinctions and what can be done that could potentially change them. So where you guys are lying on your mat, if you could slide down a little bit, so maybe the base of your pelvis is towards the end of the mat, it'll be easier, so that your legs are actually lying on the hardwood floor. So slide down. So the base of your pelvis is towards the end of the mat and your legs are lying on the hardwood. Alright. Now, bring both feet to standing, to the standing position. So bend both knees and bring your feet to standing. Now, in this position, keep both feet bent, both feet standing. In this position, imagine that the bottom of your right foot was coated in a hot pink paint. My wife is grimacing. Now, it could be any color paint you like. And, chartreuse. And what you want to do is the bottom of your foot, the entire foot, is coated with paint. And you want to now slide your right foot down away from you and back, painting, in your imagination, painting a line on the floor. And so you want to go down just as far as you can keep the entire foot on the floor. So everything, all the toes, the pads of the toes, the balls of the feet, and the heel. You want them all to maintain contact on the floor. And as you do this, sliding the foot up and down, maintaining contact, see that line that you are painting. It has a thickness, which is the width of your foot. Can you see, as it's being painted, the front parts of your foot, which are a little bit wider than the back parts of your foot, painting on the floor? Check in with your breath. Are you breathing? Is your jaw free? Are you clenching anywhere in your chest, in your neck? Can you see the length of your spine? And when you bring your leg up, pause. Okay. Now, lengthen your left leg on the floor. And now, in this position, slowly paint the floor in the same way you were doing before. So now the only difference is that the left leg is long. So paint with the right leg and sense, go down and come back up with the right foot. So you're painting on the floor again, that same line. And sense now, how is it different with the left leg long? Is it easier or is it more difficult? Do you have to do more work in your right hip joint or in your pelvis? How's your breathing? And then bring your left leg back up to standing again. And now repeat the original movement of taking the right foot and painting the floor down. Pay attention to the entire foot, the toes, the balls, and the heel. They're all making contact. They're all an integral part of the painting. All right, pause and let both legs go long and take a rest. Now begin to just sense any growing distinctions between the left and the right legs and the left and the right sides of the body. Does one side of your chest feel softer than the other side? Does your right leg, does one leg feel longer than the other leg? Okay. Let's bring both feet to standing. And now, with the right foot, with paint on the toes, the balls of the feet, the underside, the full underside of the foot and the heel, what you want to do now is you want to paint a line to the left and to the right of your foot. So it's not going to be a big one, but you're going to go slide the foot to the left and to the right, gently. Nice and easy, no forcing. The only request, the only constraint here is that you keep your knee relatively in place. So your knee doesn't really go left and right. Your foot goes left and right. And this causes you to move inside the hip joints. But the trick is, as your foot goes to the left and to the right, your ankle has to make an adjustment so that your entire foot can be on the floor. In fact, you could even do the movement so that as you brought the foot to the outside, your knee tilted a little bit to the inside. And as you brought your foot to the inside, the knee tilted a little bit to the outside. So the knee and the foot actually go slightly opposite. But it's still a small movement in the knee. All right, pause. Sense your breath. Now lengthen your left leg. And now in this position, paint the floor left and right with your foot. And see, how is it different doing it with the leg long? Again, make a small movement. Do it slowly. but be clear. Make sure that your entire foot is making contact. Can you feel all of your toes making contact? All parts of your balls of your foot making contact as you're painting left and right. Are you actually painting a line left and right? Or is it an arc or a curve of some sort? And pay attention to your breathing. And the length of your spine. Does your abdomen and does your chest respond in any way to the movement of the foot? And then pause that. Stand the left foot again. Stand the left foot. And now take the foot, slide the left foot left and right again, just a couple times. I'm sorry, the right foot left and right again, just a couple times. Just to see, has doing it with the leg long clarified this for you at all? Made it a little bit more simple? And then leave that and let your legs go long and rest. So we've done a lot of work with the right leg and not much work with the left leg. And do you feel, can you sense that, can you sense a difference between the left and the right sides due to the attention that we've been focusing on the right leg through this? Roll over onto your stomachs again. In this case, you may want to slide up the mat a little bit, so that your knees would also be on the mat. And in this position, however you're comfortable, bend both your knees so that your feet are towards, so your knees are bent about 90 degrees and your feet are pointed towards the ceiling. Now, with your right leg, imagine that the ceiling came down and was right on top of your right foot. Yeah? Imagine there's paint on it. And now take your foot just to the left and to the right, very gently. Movement should only be an inch or so. It doesn't have to be a big movement. But remember, so everybody pause for a second. Remember when you were on your back and you slid your foot left and right, right? Your ankle had to make an adjusting movement as your foot was going left or right so that the entire foot could be on the floor. Now imagine the ceiling were coming down onto your foot. What kind of adjustments do you have to make in your ankle? So tilting the inside edge or tilting the outside edge? As you bring, so now continue the movement, take the right foot a little bit left and right, and do it slowly so that you can feel what is it that you need to do in that ankle joint so that the sole of your foot is always facing up towards the ceiling. You're painting the ceiling that has dropped down. And it's not really very easy, I'll grant you. It's very, very challenging. One direction will be more challenging than the other. So figure out for yourself, which one is that? So as you bring the foot to the outside edge of the foot lowers, the inside edge comes up. And as you bring the foot to the inside edge of the foot goes up and the outside edge lowers. All right, that's enough. Leave it and roll over onto your back and rest. Alright, so now let's slide down a little bit on the mat so that your pelvis is on the bottom of the mat again, so that you can slide your standing foot on the floor. Nice try. Alright, now let's bring both feet to standing. Your arms are by your side. And now, again, with your right foot, paint the floor to the left and to the right. In the way that we were doing before. And just see whether doing this on the stomach informed and made it any easier to do it here. Whether you learned something by doing it on the stomach made it easier to slide your foot to the left and to the right. And whether it's more clear, this ankle movement that has to happen in order for the entire foot to remain on the floor as you go left or right. Okay, pause. Pause with the foot in the center. And now, take your right foot and go and paint the floor down and back up. And see, is this any different now? With the right foot, is it any easier to paint the floor than it was before? And then pause, bring it back, stand both feet. And now we've gone through 4 points. We've taken the foot down and up, left and right. So now, can we connect these 4 points in an arc so that your foot would paint a circle on the floor? And so you go down, and then you can go to the outside or to the inside. So make sure it's a circle and not an ellipse. So actually, in your mind's, in your sense of yourself, see the circle. And pay attention to the circle that you're doing on the floor. See the circle. And make it as much of a circle as you can. Then at the same time, pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to your abdomen and your chest. Is the circling of your foot creating a rippling movement inside your chest and your rib cage? Make sure you breathe. Your neck is free. You're not clenching your jaw. Change the directions of the circle. Is there some parts of the circle that are more clear than other parts of the circle? Yeah. the entire foot is on the floor. And leave that and let your legs go long. And now, really sense the differences between the left and the right side. In particular, does one leg seem longer than the other, giving more of its weight into the floor? Is one side of the torso softer, sunken more into the floor? Or feel longer? Or feel more full? Gently roll your head left. Hold on. Gently roll your head left and right. And see whether doing all these movements with the foot has done anything to how you roll your head. Informed it somehow. Just leave that and rest. The rest is not so much because, you know, it's so tiring, the movements that we're doing here. The rest is more for your nervous system. And for your brain to begin the process and continue the process of reorganizing itself and how it interacts with the skeleton and the muscles. All right, so let's bring both feet to standing. And now we're going to sort of involve the left foot. So with the left foot, can you now slide it down and back, painting the bottom of the floor with your foot? So maintaining contact with the foot, with the floor, and just feel, how easy is it? Are you going in a straight line? Does that line go straight down below you, so like in this parallel to the direction of your spine, or do you maybe angle off a little bit to the left or to the right? You don't want to fix anything. You don't want to correct it. You just want to notice what it is that you're doing. Because, as Moshe famously says, if you don't know what you're doing, you cannot do what you want. I suppose it could be said another way. If you know what you're doing, you can do what you want. Pause and extend your right leg. And repeat this process now with the right leg long on the floor of painting the floor with the sole of your foot. So pay attention. Like, let's say you're a fine painter, you're a Renoir, you're a Matisse, and you have very fine control of your paintbrush. How much pressure are you actually putting into the floor with your foot? Could you paint the floor in a way with the lightest degree of pressure? This requires a little bit more work in your hip joints and in the center of yourself. Or could you also just let that go and just slide the foot on the floor and and it's, your foot is just really heavy into the floor. These are both options. And they should be explored. Stand your right foot again. And now slide your left foot down and just see what the difference is. What do you get informed by with the left foot, with the right foot long or standing? And then let both legs go long and rest. And again, sense the differences, or the, you know, I would imagine the differences probably increased during doing all the movements on just with the right foot. Maybe now the differences are equalizing somewhat. Okay, stand both your feet again. And now on the right side, we went down and up with the right foot, and then we went left and right with the right foot. So now we're going to go left and right with the left foot. However, do it in your imagination. So leave your foot in place, but now close your eyes and imagine your foot sliding to the left and to the right, slowly. Doesn't have to be far, just a little bit. Feel the initiation of that movement and do it as clearly as you can in your imagination. So can you feel your ankle joints and your ankles responding as the foot slides to the left and to the right? If it's difficult, try just one direction. Just bring your foot to the inside or to the outside, whichever is easier. Can you also feel then how your hip joint responds? If it's not clear, try it once. Try sliding your left foot to the left and to the right one time. And see, that's what the hip joint does. Okay, stop. And re-engage the imagination. Are you holding your breath as you imagine? Are you clenching anywhere in your jaw or in the throat? I clench in the throat all the time. Catch myself. Now, slide the left foot left and right. Slowly, just a little bit. Was that what you imagined it to be? And connect. So one of the ideas is that as we do the movement, we pay attention to the movement, but we also pay attention to everything else. So sometimes when you do a big movement, it makes it harder to pay attention to everything else, pay attention to your jaw, pay attention to your breathing. So really the movement can be a millimeter to the left and to the right, or the movement can be in your imagination. Because we're not stretching, because we're not trying to get stronger in a muscle building sense, we're trying to reorganize the brain. And in doing that, it doesn't matter how big the movement is. It matters both the detail, it matters the quality of the attention that you bring to both the movement itself and more globally, how that resonates with your entire self. Okay, pause. And then let's let the right leg go long. And just two or three times, slide the foot to the left and to the right. And now with the pelvis being constrained in this position, see what it's like now. What happens in your chest and your abdomen, your breathing? And let both legs go long and rest. As you're resting, can you see that weird Jackson Pollock painting that you've been making on the floor? Can you see it on the right side? Can you see it on the left? Maybe it's not Jackson Pollock, maybe it's Mark Rothko. But, can you see the result of the work? Roll over onto your stomach again. Maybe come a little bit higher on the mat so that your knees are on the mat, not on the hardwood floor. And now bend both knees so your feet are, knees are bent 90 degrees and your feet are also, your ankle joints are bent at 90 degrees. So that the soles of your feet are horizontal, parallel with the ceiling. So the ceiling could just come down, or I could take a plate or a book. I might just come and do that to you guys now. And the book could just rest on your feet. And now with your left leg, take your left foot to the inside and to the outside gently. But in a way so that book would stay on your foot, stay on your, on the sole of your foot. So, just your left one, left foot going in and out. Again, it doesn't matter how far. It just matters that you can feel that it's scrubbing . So make sure you get a sense for yourself of how your ankle joint has to compensate so that as you take your foot to the outside, your ankle joint has to do something. And as you take your foot to the inside, your ankle joint has to do something to compensate. Playing around here. And then how does that affect the rest of you? How does that affect the left side of your chest? Okay, pause. And now let's pretend you had books on both feet or the ceiling. You're painting the ceiling with both. I think painting the ceiling is a better metaphor in the end. But so now let's pretend you're painting the ceiling with both. So now bring both your feet to the inside and both your feet a little bit to the outside. You cannot go as far to the outside as you could before because you have limitations. The pelvis, all mortals have limitations in the pelvis. But see if you can feel this movement in the ankles as your foot comes to the inside, as your foot comes to the outside, so that your feet maintain their orientation. So the soles of your feet maintain that orientation to the ceiling. They maintain the painting of the ceiling. And as you focus on that, don't lose sight that you need to breathe and that you don't want to be, you want to be maintaining length in the spine. All right, let that go and roll over onto your back. sense now how your legs are making contact, how your pelvis is making contact, how the width of you is changing. So maybe the orientation, the angle at which your legs are coming out of your pelvis has changed. Do you feel like, you know, in the center of you or in your chest, you're any wider or longer? So now let's bring both feet to standing again. So you might want to slide down towards the bottom of the mat. And bring both feet to standing. And so now, let's paint with the left foot a circle on the floor that goes through all four of the points that we've gone through before. So pick a direction, either clockwise or counterclockwise, and just draw that circle, paint that circle on the floor. And again, really the only constraint, it doesn't matter how big it is. The only constraint is that your entire foot is on the floor. How lightly can you make that circle? How lightly can you brush the floor with your foot and not hold your breath, not be overtly working, not clenching your throat, holding your abdominals? Change the directions of the circle. Are there some parts of the circle that are more clear than others? Do you feel like, yeah, I can really make a nice circular movement in this part, but this other part over here, it's just like, it's like a weird wiggle or almost a straight line? So find the parts that are more difficult or more challenging and see if you can slow it down and create more sense of really a circular movement. Change the direction of your foot. You can go clockwise or counterclockwise. Listen to how your chest is responding, how your rib cage is responding. So the movement is being directed with the foot. That's the intention, the foot. But of course the knee then moves, the hip joint moves, the pelvis moves, the low back moves, your chest moves. You may be able to feel a difference in how one shoulder blade presses relative to the other on the floor in certain parts of the circle. All right, leave it. Let your legs go long. And rest. See that painting that you made on the floor now with the left foot. It's almost like No, that's not the symbol for a man or a woman. It's basically a circle with a cross inside of it. But yet it's not, because there's a cross in the circle. The center of the circle may not be right where the things cross. Right? There's some offset. It may not actually have been a circle. It may have been more of an ellipse. Bring both feet to standing again. So now, we circled one leg with one foot, and then we circled with the other foot. So now what we're going to do is we're going to circle with both feet. And so what you want to do is you want to bring both feet in together and then out and around and then back in, out and around. And you can make the circle as big or as small as you want, but the idea is that the line of the knee doesn't change much. So the knee is not tilting much to the left and to the right. It's going to tilt a little bit to the left and to the right. And as you do that, sense how the contact in the back of your pelvis changes on the floor. There's subtle adjustments that have to happen in your pelvis. It has to widen in certain phases of this movement. Change direction of the circle. Are you seeing that circle that you're painting on the floor? Are you certain that all of your foot is making contact? You feel how your low back is responding to this movement, how your chest is responding to the movement, your shoulders. Pause. Let your legs go long. Roll over onto your stomach. And bend both feet. Well, leave your feet long, actually. So at the beginning of the lesson, one of the things we did is we just took your right foot and you just brought it up and you just went to see how easy was it to bring closer to your butt. To bring towards your butt. So test that movement now. Just once with your right foot, bring it up and see how simple is it to bring it close to my butt. And now try it with the left. Just once with once with the right, once with the left, once with the right, once with the left. And then just leave it. See, has it changed at all? Now, bend both knees so your feet are pointed up towards the ceiling. The soles are parallel to the ceiling. Both feet. If you can, both feet. And now, we went left and right with the feet. Can you now circle both of the feet on your stomach? So here's one idea is maybe separate out your knees just a little bit. It might make it easier if you widen your knees a little bit. And now don't try and make a big circle, but try and make a slow, clear circle. And as you do this, feel how the weight, how the contact that your pelvis makes with the floor changes. Some parts of the circle are going to be easy and some parts are going to be hard. But feel. At some points, the bottom part of your pelvis wants to lift up from the floor and you create a little bit of an arch in your low back. And then at other parts it lowers. Which parts do that? Change in direction. And and leave it and roll over and lie on your back. And now sense again your left and your right legs, the length in them. Is there any difference from when we started the lesson? Sense the width of your pelvis. Do you feel like your pelvis, which is a series of three bones that are connected together, do you feel like your pelvis has actually gotten wider? Sense the contact your low back is making with the floor and the clarity of your shoulders. Roll your head to the left and to the right. Slowly. You're not trying to imitate Linda Blair. The point of rolling the head is to see how much you can sense as you do it at the same time. So the contest is not how far can I roll the head, it's how much can I sense. Do you have more clarity when you roll your head about what's going on with the rest of you? And maybe, yeah, you can roll your head a little bit further or not. You know, that's nice too. All right, leave that. Stand your right foot. And now, just like we did in the beginning of the lesson, push through the right foot gently to roll your pelvis to the left, keeping your knee pointed up to the vertical and lower it down. Is there any difference? Do it once, that's it. Lower your leg. If you want to, you can try with your other leg. But you don't have to. Let your legs go long. And then, on your own time, roll to your side. Come up to sit. And then stand. Stand on the hardwood floor. Just sense. All right. How are your feet making contact with the floor now? Where is your pelvis over your feet? And walk around a little bit. And that's all.